everybody. Welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today, we're going to dive into Bosch refrigeration. And there's really a lot there that they've kind of come out with here over the last couple of years. Everything from really full depth, counter depth, and your freestanding. They also dive a little bit into the built-in category. So let's just kind of jump right in and talk about Bosch refrigeration.
Yeah, I think it's important when we talk about Bosch refrigeration is to understand their history with refrigeration. Mm-hmm. As you do your searching and after you follow up a video like this and start to maybe do some research, Bosch for the longest time has had refrigeration. 10 yeah. plus years they've had refrigeration in concept. The reality is they were never making that mm-hmm. refrigeration. It was always being outsourced to one of the other major producers. But I think it's important to know because this refrigeration we're going to be talking about today was just produced and is now being exclusively produced by them for them in the last 2 years. So these models today we're talking about is the newest models over the last couple of years. And in that research, if you were to look previous to that, the reviews were okay. Mm-hmm. Because again, every couple of years, they would have to source from a new producer. So we could never really get consistent data. I feel like now moving forward, this is a great platform to jump off of with consistency in their new, really exciting refrigeration line. So
definitely. And like you said, like this is their own factory, their own product. Right. This is 100% them. So let's just start off. We'll start kind of on full depth. So kind of just right off the bat, you know, they do full depth, counter depth. Full depth will be kind of sticking out from your traditional cabinets. You're really going to get, you know, about four inches or so sticking out from your cabinet plus the door. So just to kind of set that. And full depth, they do kind of just one model, one option there. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think there's only one model and option. Full depth is what many of us, most of us actually probably grew up with mm-hmm. and may have today. It's certainly still a category, but because of those 4 or 5 inches of depth, most people today are putting islands in kitchens and things sticking further out into the space actually impinges on that island. Mm-hmm. So the trend is really to have a cleaner, more flush look to yep. everything. Therefore, there's only really one model. And that model is a French door bottom mount, mm-hmm. A B36 FD50 yep. is the model. And then there's two color styles there. But moreover, it's 69.5 inches tall. So kind of a unique size where today, if you were designing your space, we would always tell you if you want a counter depth refrigerator, you really should try to plan your cabinets for 72 inches because that is now the standard for most brands in a counter depth market. But Bosch does have this option of 69.5 for those folks that maybe are replacing an old one or just don't have a height concern or a restriction. So I think the fridge is okay. This fridge is a single compressor correct. Model yep. inside. And I say that because I think, again, it's important probably at this point to just point out that is the classic way refrigerators, the mass of refrigerators always worked. Mm-hmm. One compressor that gets cold in the freezer. And as you open your refrigerator door or your freezer door, you know, 10, 15 times a day, you're probably into your refrigerator anyway, to cool that space when the warm air goes into that fridge, a damper would open down in the freezer compartment and let cold air replace the warmer air in the fridge. Now, fine in concept, but in practicality, warm air meeting cold creates condensation, leading to things like freezer burn, the fridge constant, that one compressor always mm-hmm. having to cool the freezer or the fridge. So it's working yeah. hard, less life expectancy, so on and so forth. And Sub-Zero was the pioneer of two compressors, this idea of one compressor just for the freezer and one just for the fridge. And Bosch and many other brands, Thermador, Gaggenau, Bosch, there's a lot of brands now that are coming out with this dual compressor, kind of following what Sub-Zero right. did because it works. And Bosch actually in a counter depth has done that.
Correct. So that's a good lead in right there too. Correct. So we talked about their full depth model with that kind of single compressor, really similar to 95% of the freestanding refrigerators that are out there on the market. But then we go into counter depth, and this is really where they've kind of have a lot of different options and really stand out with that dual compressor specifically, which to this point, you haven't seen a ton in freestanding, like you mentioned, built-in, you certainly see it. And like you said, that's helped longevity of the refrigerator. The refrigerator's not working as hard. What else does that do for, obviously, lifespan of a refrigerator, but how about just from a food preservation perspective?
Yeah, just as we were talking about a single compressor and that transfer of warm and cold air that happens when you only have one compressor, mm-hmm. By the unit now being able to maintain perfect temperature within just the unit it's focused on. So the refrigerator having a dedicated compressor just for that can kind of zap with some cold air as it needs it on the fly with no transfer of that freezer air coming in and out. So again, if it were the freezer we were talking about, you tend to see far less freezer burn. Mm-hmm. If it was the refrigerator we're talking about, we see produce generally last much longer. Yeah. And Bosch has actually taken that a step further with, they call it a multi-flow vent system, mm-hmm. but essentially it is acceptable, right, believe it or not, for refrigerators to be within 7 degrees variance of temperature. So what does that mean? If you set your refrigerator at 40 degrees, just as an example, not that you would, yeah. it's a little warm, 37 yeah. probably, but if you set it at 40 degrees, it would be acceptable to have it range anywhere from 47 to 33 yeah. within the refrigerator category.
A big swing.
yeah. So by having this multi-flow, breaking it down simply, it's just different areas mm-hmm. within the fridge that they have sensors for this single, for the compressor that's above, controlling it, to zap cold air as it needs it within. And the result is a 1 degree variance in temperature throughout that whole yeah. fridge now, and no longer that 7 degree swing. So food should last much longer yeah. is the long point there in the refrigerator for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. And really with Bosch, you're getting that 95% of their counter depth. So as we mentioned, they definitely have a few different options with counter depth. So they do one kind of like your traditional French door freestanding, two doors on top, your drawer in the bottom. They have an option there as well with kind of your two doors on top, a separate temperature control drawer for deli, yogurts, drinks, snacks, that sort of thing. Freezer on the bottom again there. And then they also make those same two refrigerators, which something I know you love a lot, is recessed handles.
Yeah.
So they do a lot there. So if you want to kind of talk a little bit about that too.
Yeah, I mean, as much as we talk about all these features, half the time appliance decisions are made based on the aesthetic value of a product and how it looks. Mm-hmm. And I think in the case of Bosch having pocket handles and kind of leading into that in this counter depth space, it's been a great way to go because not everybody every time needs all new appliances. Mm-hmm. And so many manufacturers have tried to have such unique handles that they're in suites. So it gets really tricky if you just had your refrigerator potentially
yeah.
pass away and need to be replaced. Mm-hmm. How do you match it with existing appliances? The pocket handle cuts through all that.
Yeah.
And it just allows for, it takes on the look of anything in the kitchen. And it's a very transitional design they've come up with. And I think it lends itself to older kitchens, newer kitchens, classic, transitional, modern. So definitely. That pocket handle is just, I kind of feel like a home run piece.
Yeah, really, really popular, just yeah. to kind of blend in, like you said. And then finally, on counter depth, like we said, 95% of them have that kind of dual compressor. Mm. Now they have one model that is traditional single compressor, if you want to talk about that one.
Yeah, and that's height again, right? Yeah. So we talked about it when we were talking about the first category, mm-hmm. their 500 series or their single compressor units, full depth.
Yeah.
And just the takeaway, if you take nothing away, is if it's shorter than 70 inches, it's always going to be a single compressor mm-hmm. because physically they can't fit the second right. compressor in it. So in this counter depth space, they do have one mm-hmm. that is 69.5 inches tall, made to fit within a 70 inch cabinet opening. And the reason for that is because, again, we said moving forward, designing kitchens, if you want a counter depth fridge, plan for 72 inches of height, but in times past 70 inches was a very normal and yeah. acceptable cabinet yeah. opening height. So there's a lot of replacement there. So therefore it's out there.
Got it. And like you said, that 72 kind of opens you up to really every option when it comes to it freestanding does. Counter depth refrigerators. 72 opens you up to pretty much anything at that point.
Yeah.
That shorter one, like you said, that is their external dispenser model as well. So ice and water on the door there, whereas all those other models in counter depth
yeah.
is more internal water.
Correct.
So, and then feature-wise, really with all of them, really beautiful lighting across the board on all their refrigeration, nice interior, stainless steel. So really kind of a lot of nice features aesthetic wise to go along with kind of some of those more important things like we talked about with the dual compressors and things like that.
Right. And the interior, the lighting package we talk about, lighting is important. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is important to see food throughout a fridge.
Yep.
And the way that they've kind of angled their lighting and shine from front to back. And it's one, it's, I guess, aesthetically pleasing. We like it yep. when people open it all the time, like, oh, sure. wow, this looks pretty. But beyond that, functionally, it's very good because it kind of cuts through, you have food at different depths of yeah. your refrigeration. You can kind of still see it quite easily.
Definitely. And kind of last category for refrigeration for them, and not something quite as new as their freestanding, they've had these for a little while here, is built-in refrigeration in their benchmark series. So we're talking more 84 inches tall, not freestanding, built into cabinets. So they do play in that space as well. A little bit more limited in their options, you know, other premium brands like a Thermador, Sub-Zero, you know, brands like that will really kind of give you a lot more options and sizing. You know, so they play in that space a little bit. They kind of, you know, 30-inch single door, 36-inch French door. And then they also offer columns as well, but really only in that 48-inch size, 30-inch fridge, 18-inch freezer. So they play in that space, but not quite as much as, you know, some other premium brands for sure.
Yeah, reason being for that is it's not truly a replacement piece a lot of times.
Exactly.
That built in, and specifically more this style, if it was a replacement, it might've been an older Sub-Zero that you were trying to replace. But truth be told, Bosch and Thermador and Gaggenau, actually all one company. Same fridge produced in the same factory. Bosch is scaled down with just some features, but in terms of the core compressor, the guts of the unit, certainly a good unit. So where it kind of fits is we see it in a lot of builder models when homes are doing builder, because the price point is a little bit less. Or maybe in that 36-inch French door bottom mount, if you could retrofit a space, it is certainly a little less expensive. More often you do see people in that built-in category, specifically, as we mentioned, they're the same company as Thermador. They would lean to Thermador because Thermador does a lot of other offers of, hey, mix and match these other appliances, and there's some savings there if you do. So
definitely.
Yeah.
All right, so I think that covers just about everything with Bosch refrigeration. So if you're looking really kind of any category in refrigeration across the board, I think Bosch has something to offer, and we think you should consider it. So I hope you learned a little something there today about Bosch refrigeration. Thank you.
Thank you. And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.